Hello, everyone. Coming up, store closing, catch, ARPA's fall tour speech, a primer on defending our Christian legacy of freedom during a time of COVID. Bill C-6 is advancing through the House, and we need your help addressing fetal abnormalities and live from the Bulkley Valley. Hang on, there's a lot coming this week. It's Wednesday, October 28th, and this is Quick Updates. So just a reminder, the ARPA store closes at midnight tonight. With Fall Tour 2020 now behind us, we can indeed praise God for his blessing and care and for blessing the plans that were put in place. The final presentation in each province was recorded in full as a live stream, so you can watch each at arpacanada.ca/live. We'd love to get your feedback. Now, in the Fall Tour speech last week, we shared concerns about the implications of Bill C-6, which is currently being debated in Parliament. A major flaw of these conversion therapy bans like Bill C-6 is that they lump together body-affirming counseling with other outdated, harmful forms of conversion therapy. ARPA staff have been holding meetings with MPs from all parties, but we need your help to let MPs know of our concerns. We have these ready-made forms for you to put together a handwritten note and mail it into the House of Commons. You can just drop it in any envelope with the same address that's on the form and mail it without postage. Don't know what to say? Well, we have a one-page talking point document that you can also use for reference. You can make it one paragraph or fill multiple pages. It's up to you. Go to arpacanada.ca/c6-2020 to find the PDF for both the template and the talking points document. So why a handwritten note? Well, MPs get email quite a lot, and when they get a handwritten letter from a constituent like you, it really gets their attention. So again, go to arpacanada.ca/c6-2020 today. Next up, Tabitha.
Fetal abnormalities generally, and Down syndrome specifically, has gone from an exception in most abortion restrictions to an expectation that the parents will choose abortion. You see this in places like Iceland that has claimed to eliminate Down syndrome. And even here in Canada, parents who face a prenatal diagnosis face intense pressure to abort. And that attitude is why we at We Need a Law wanted to produce this position paper called Aborting Those Who Are Different. We wanted to look at the impact of this attitude, the impact on our culture where we have less people with these conditions or disabilities, creating less opportunity for understanding, acceptance, or even bettering conditions. There's also the parents who face either the challenge and the adventure of parenting a child with a disability or a genetic condition, or who face the grief and loss that comes along with abortion. So you can find it at weneedalaw.ca. I ask you to check it out, to read it, to understand the issue, and understand the value that those who are different have in our culture.
Thanks, Tabitha. Levi is in Northern BC this week. Levi.
Hi, everyone. I'm up here in Smithers, British Columbia. So after Fall Tour wrapped up, I decided to spend some time coming up north. And so earlier this week, I had a presentation in Prince George, just came back from Houston Christian School, and I'm so encouraged by the people, the Reformed Christians, and all the Christians in general who are so concerned about being active in politics and working it from a Reformed and a Christian perspective in there. So I have a couple more presentations to the schools and to local groups here, and I'm looking forward to seeing many of our supporters up here. We apologize we couldn't make it up here for Fall Tour, but I look forward to seeing you in the next coming days. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. That's it for Quick Updates this week. Thanks to you for watching. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.